Chutam Mishkoiles. No, we didn't do this. We didn't do the Rafs. We did not do the Rafs. We did not have Shleimus in the Inan until we learned the Rafs. So we're up to Perikov Test, Mishneh Gimel. Chutam Mishkoiles, Shnei Mosar, the string is 12, 12. Now we learn, what is 12? 12, it has to be either Tvachim. Because since it says Lashon Shnei Mosar, Lashon Zohar, it has to be Zohar, not Nekeva. Shnei Mosar, Shel Choroshim, but what about the string of a Choshim? Mishkoiles, we learn probably of stone. But he's a small-time contract. The people who, like we learned last week, people who do basements, right? Not people who make skyscrapers. People who do basements. Vayde. So chutam mishkoiles shnei masa shel chadashim shmonasa. Shel chadashim means of a carpenter, wood. 18 tefachim shel banoyin. People who do big major construction. Banoyin is mamish the real stuff. 50 amma, 50 amma, yosemikan. Let's say it's more than this. Imrotz l'kaim tar. If even we learn this means imrotz means even if you want l'kaim tar, it does not matter. It will be tar. Period. Shel sayodin. People who are sayod, they do a plastering. Plasterers, the shell tzayorin, people who make pictures, kol shem does not make a difference, whether it's long, whether it's short, it's automatically a chelik of the mishkoiles. And if one part becomes tummy, the entire thing becomes tummy. Let's take a look at the Rav. We did not do the Rav. Chut ha-mishkoiles ha-nebabanoim, machazikim biyodim chut, the band builders. They hold in their hands a chut, there is a piece of lead, and they lowered up to the wall, the wall should not be crooked. You don't want to have a crooked wall, right? You want it to be yashar. Haroshin nagodim shel eitz, carpenter, craftsmen of wood. Vishel banoim, builders. Haboinim hachaymos hagavoyis. The people build big, tall walls. Chaymos hagavoyis hagadolos v'chut hamishkolas tereishol d'loy havi ela shnei mosar mar b'miyuchid lebinyonim ketanim. So the beginning one is talking about small construction. Small construction, and this talks about big construction. What's the chilek between a small contractor and a large contractor? Do you need to get a permit from the city? That's what defines you. If you're small or you're large, if you're small, it means you don't deal with the city. You don't need permits. You do interior work. You don't do structural work. Well, maybe you don't need a permit. But if you're a big contractor, permit. Everything you do, you need a permit. It's a lot of money. Okay, right? So good. Good. Chamish mama. Yosemikan. When this Yosemimi the Sayelush, Monu Chacham b'cholech v'yachod. Afal pishuchu roitz b'kiyuman. If it's more than these midois, Shemanu which the Chacham have counted b'cholech v'yachod. Afal pishuchu roitz b'kiyumim tahor oisa oidif al hamida. V'loy havi chibur l'kli. If it's more. One more time, even if you want it. It does not matter. It's not part of the cliff. You touch one part, the other part does not become tameh. The shell sayadin, hatochim pnei akoysel besid with lime. The gam hay mitzrichim lemishkoiles v'chein hat sayadim shemitzayim atzura b'kosolim kol shechein bein rab bein ma'at havi chibur. It's called one zach. So we finished the Mishnah. Good. Let's review the Mishnah. Are you okay with that?
Aryeh Sha'og Milo Yira. No, let's go.
Chut HaMishkoiles, the plumb line, the chut of the weight, Shnei Masar, what Tfachim? That's what it said over here on the Ikub HaFarshim. Shnei Masar, Hanigi Beis V'yudches Tfachim Him. The Tfachim, Midetanei Lubaloshan Zohor. The Etzba'os, if they were Etzba'os, Oy Amos, Loshne Keva Havale Lumisnik, it'll sib kapo sohav shtemesre. Mizrahi chesef shtemesre. There it says Loshne Keva. So here since it says Loshne Zoch, referring to Tzvachim. Okay, Vaita. Shalchadoshim Shmon also 18. Shalbanoyim. Big time construction, Chamish Mamo. Yosemikan, even. You have to hear the word even. Imrotzel Likia Ilkayim Tor. Period. Shel Sayodin. People who are experts in the world of plaster. The Shel Sayodin Kol Shehen. Okay, the Shir is Kol Shehen. Mishnah Dalet. Chut Moiznayim. A scale. Shel Zehovim Gold Shel Shekli Argamon. Here it is. Let's first use this in the Mishnah, then we'll come back. Let's first get a little bit of an understanding what the Mishnah is about. Chut Chamoznayim Shel Zehovim. Gold.
The golden.
No, you used to measure gold. you use to measure gold. Gold is very heavy. Real gold weighs a lot. Vishal shukli argaman. If you want to measure argaman, purple wool, very expensive. That's why you need to be weights. Vishal shukli argaman toif. Not just ordinary purple, but very expensive purple. Shalish etzbois, three etzbois. We'll see them in a moment. Yad hakardoim. That's the next nacharav. That's the next picture on the next page. We'll look at all this ikar mefarshim. So much stuff over here. The yad hakardoim yacharav. The handle of the hakardoim. See this, we hold on to handle. Let's get an idea what it means. Yad hakardim yachodav shalish etzbois. Rabbi Yosef Meir tefach, one tefach tar. Okay, let's take a look over here at the picture first. A lot of stuff in the pan. Here we have over here the nefesh. I remember this, the nefesh hamaznaim. The nefesh is, we had the nefesh of the loom. Remember that, the loom? We passed, now we have the nefesh of the maznaim. That's the fulcrum.
Ooh,
fulcrum.
I like that word.
Fulcrum. You know what that word is? Fancy word, huh?
The middle over there.
The fulcrum is where.
Looks like the heart of it.
Where it goes up and down, up and down. All these fancy speakers that they throw around that word. It's the fulcrum. They like to throw around. They have to show off.
You guys, the source, right?
Like to throw it off. Yeah. What? Google it. Anything you want to.
The source I'm talking about. Yeah, it's the
source. Who has the? Now Google. Who? Where's your time?
Where's? I mean, just.
You go to Google, you type in any word you want, you type it in Google, and it tells you the meaning, definition, and you press a little icon, it pronounces it for you. It's Noid of Ayim. There's a very good website called vocabulary.com. They have very hip translations. It's a murder of translations. Because you go to the Webster's Dictionary or the Oxford, it's so boring. They give you this very technical definition of every word. It just bore you out of your mind. You go to this website called vocabulary.com. They have very geschmack, such a geschmack definitions. Take a word.
Not down to earth.
They're very hip. It's like, it gives you a lot of flavor. Brilliant. Whoever did this, I don't know, they have a koyach. And then they give you a sentence. And the sentence also, it's a geschmacka sentence, not like boring.
Not like Joe went to the cemetery this morning.
Right. They have this. It's, I'm very, very impressed. And the pronunciation is also phenomenal.
Hip hop. Joe went to go hip hop.
Very, very good. Yeah, today, Baruch Hashem, live in a world with this opportunity for education. Even for the ignorant people like me.
Okay.
Let's go weiter. Chut moznayim shal zahavim shal shokle argaman toiv shalosh etzbois. Yeah, so this is the fulcrum, I think it's called. Let's take a look over here. There we have the lush and hamas. Look at the lush and this tongue. What is this thing? It's a funny thing. This lush, I don't know what it does. You see over here, they attach a piece of metal. That's a point. And you can swing it back and forth.
I know it swings.
I'm assuming because it's nailed in. Look, it's a little bit off center. Look, you see? Okay? The nefesh, also the pole. The pole he calls the nefesh. The entire pole he calls the nefesh hamoznayim. Then on top we have over here the chut hamoznayim. There's a string attached, which you hang it in the store. You ever go to a store, they have a scale hanging from the ceiling? Yeah? You went to a store, there's a scale hanging from the ceiling? You ever saw such a thing?
Yeah, in the fruit stores.
The fruits are hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what fruit store you go to.
They have one where do they have one? In around here. I think they have one in Pomegranate.
In Pomegranate, they have a scale hanging from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Hanging from the ceiling. Electronic scale?
No, like an old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned scale? Who would use old-fashioned scales today?
Chut hat hamoznayim
hachut nechshav yad lemoznayim umekabel tuma metami achedim kichol yodos hakelim. The chut is a yad. It's a yad to the scale. When you touch the chut, automatically the scale becomes tame. Nechshav yad lemoznayim umekabel tuma umetami achedim kichol yodos hakelim. Okay, now kapos hamoznayim. This is the kaf. This is the plate that goes on top of the scale. Now let's see what it says over here on the bottom. Nefesh hamoznayim. What's the nefesh? Barzel. It's barzel cholol. The nefesh. So this is a tube. Okay, we have a new yisoid here now. I never knew this. No, I know nothing. It's not about me. It's about you.
Okay, come on. I have to push the button soon.
tube. This is a tube. A tube. It's a metal tube. It is a metal tube. That's what it says. Nefesh
HaMaznayim. Barzel is copper, no?
No, it's iron.
Iron, okay.
Barzel is Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, Leah. Barzel represents the Imos, the four Imos.
Why does what does Barzel have to do with Imos?
The four, the Imos, which brought what forth the 12 Shvatim.
What does metal have to do with Imos?
The women are very tough. They're solid. Rav Shur, he also says this. Rav Shur said this. He says this all the time. Barzel, Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, Leah. The four Imos, they're called Barzel.
They're solid. Go ahead.
They're solid. No.
Not like Avram, Yaakov, and Yitzchak.
No wishy-washy. No wishy-washy. Well, Mitasa Shlema, all of the children that came from these four women were perfect. Whereas, not to say anything bad, but Sarah and Rivka produced Yishmael
and
Esav. Esav. Yeah?
How about Yaakov?
Yaakov Mitasa Shlema.
No, so how come he's not part of the Barzal?
We're talking about the women, the Vaba. The Vaba.
Okay.
The Vaba. Okay, Nefesh HaMaznayim is the Barzel Cholol Tzhalo. Halo. Chut HaMaznayim Koshul Nefesh HaMaznayim, the Chut, the string of the Maznayim Koshul Nefesh HaMaznayim, Uchshashaykel B'Maznayim Oiches, when you go on your way, when you weigh with the Maznayim Oiches B'Emtzaos HaChut, it's Nefesh HaMaznayim B'Avir, it is suspended in mid-air through the Chut. Kishe Kapois HaMaznayim Shavos. And when they're equal, then Loshen HaMaznayim Makbila Lagamri LeNefesh HaMaznayim. What's Makbila? Corresponds is to the center. I don't know what that means. Somehow, that I guess when you want to start, I think what it means is as follows. Sometimes when you want to start off to make sure everything is equal, I think you move the Loshen to make sure they're flat. Or it's supposed to be in the center. This somehow affects the tipping, the tip. Okay, we'll see. Goydel HaMaznayim Mishtana Behesim in relation to Mishkala Shal HaChoyra Asher Oysa Noadu HaMaznayim Lishkal. The size of the scale is relative, depends upon the type of merchandise you wish to measure on the scale. If you want to measure, HaChol HaMaznayim Gidoy LeYoysa Yoyser Gam Chut HaMaznayim Ye'aruch Yoyser. If the scale is larger, then the chut is larger. Okay, that's what it says. Mishnah Sabos Mifarotos as Shiur HaChut, the Shiur of the Chut. We're all going to focus now on what is the Shiur of the Chut. The Chut is a Yad. If you touch the Chut, automatically the Tum extends to the scale. So now we're going to focus on how long can this string be in order for it to be considered to be a Yad. If you touch the top, does it affect the bottom? So he's saying is that the length of the string relates to the size of the scale. If you have a very large scale, you have a longer string. If you have a very small scale, then you have a shorter string. Let's see. So Maznah Mishnah, Babos and Mefratas, Shir, Harchud, Vasher, Nechol, Liad, Bibisugi, Maznaim, Hashainim. Floinis, Barbe Mishnah, Gaim, Kishachut, Oduch, Yoiser, Hatasefes, Lenechsheves, Liad. Oim, Kishachut, Kotzar, Yoiser. If it's very short, if so basically that if it's too short or it's too long and it's not the proper size for the scale, then the chut is not called the yad. The chut is only called the yad if it's the proper size. Let's read that paragraph one more time. HaMishnayis HaBos, in the following Mishnayis, Nifaretes Eshir HaChut, we're going to specify the proper length of the chut, Asher Nechshav Liyad, which will be considered a Yad, Besugi HaMaznayim HaShanim, in relation to the scales that we are about to discuss. Is that clear to you? V'loy nispayar b'mishnayim kishachut oruch yoyser hatosefes le'nechshavs liyad. The mission does not tell us what happens in a situation when the chut is too long. Oyim kishachut kotzar yoyser lo nechshav achut liyad l'fishayim roi l'malachtoy. And the mission does not tell us the halacha what will be in a situation when the chut is too small. However, even though the Mishnah does not tell us, but Tosfos, the Baal Tosfos, who lived in the 10th century and the 11th and the 12th century, they lived almost, this is 1,000 years ago. They told us they came. How come Mashiach didn't come back then? 1,000 years. How come Mashiach didn't come?
No. Do you have that in your shir?
What? What shir?
Kinnis, the Kinnis shir.
Kinnis is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you started preparing already.
That tois mispa basra peites kosvush im achut kotsa yoisa ene nechshav liyad. The Rambam Hilchos Kelim Perkafei who had in Kosav Shimachut Oruch Yose Avia Ozai had Tois at Tosefes had Tosefes in Nechshav Liyad. So it says there that if it's too long and too short, the Rambam and Tosefes they both say that it's Eino Nechsheves Liyad. It's not called Liyad. It's not Liyad. It's nothing. It's garnished. Ooh, it's late. You know something? We're gonna have to stop now.
Ready? We didn't even finish the Mishnah.
We have to stop now.
Finish,
I have to go down. This is ridiculous.
Words, at least?
Yeah, we did. I read the whole word of the Mishnah. But we have to go more pictures. Chut moznayim shall the chut. Ikar is the chut of the scale shall zum of gold. If I'm measuring gold, the shall shukli argamon toiv. Expensive
wine.
Shalosh etzpos. It has to be exactly 3 etzpos.
That chut?
That chut.
What's that chut doing?
That's suspended from the ceiling.
Oh, right.
From the ceiling. If it's too long or too short, then it's tar. It's not called a yad. Then there's the yad hakardim yachodav, shalish etzpos. You have kardim, how much do you give it? 3. See, this is too small. It's only 2 3/4. It's tar. It's no good. It has to be at least 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim. You see over here, when you talk about, this should be called a yad. It's called, because it has to be functional, it has to be a certain size.
It's a yad, so it's a kal tumah.
It brings a tumah. If you touch it, then everything becomes tame. If it's too big or too small, if you touch it, nothing happens.
Good.
It's not the right size. Yad akardim yachodav shalish etzpos. Rabbi Yosef Amir, tefach. Tar. Tefach is tar. Okay, we have to see what that means. I know we have to see what that means.